Hi, I'm Laura LaBelle, the host of The Impossible Job, a podcast about the misadventures in parenting that every parent goes through, regardless of who your family is. Not an expert, just a parent. The Impossible Job podcast is supported by RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com, the hometown advantage. Most folks who work here love living here. They care about the community. At RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com, they're proud to work with the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Post your job today on RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Impossible Job. This is the first episode of the year of 2019. Hopefully, it will be a wonderful year. On today's show, I have my friend Jessica. Jessica's been on the show last year. I thought we would have her on this year so we could talk about like our holiday season, how it went, and also talk about resolutions. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Hello, welcome. Thanks for having me back.
No problem. Why don't you give everybody a quick update on who you have living with you?
I have living with me two amazing girls. Zoe is 7, almost 8, and Remy is 3, almost 4. And we have an old senior cat, Nico, who's 15, almost 16.
Okay. Got to include the cat. All right. And I have, for anybody who this might be the first episode you're listening to, I have a daughter, Lucy, who is 6, and a son, Willie, who is 2. And we have a cat, Murray, so we'll just say that. I feel like we should have a show just on, like, pets in the future, but...
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. So, how was your holiday? Like, you celebrated Christmas, right?
Yes.
How was your holiday season?
Holiday season was a little rough in this household. Mm-hmm. But successful. The girls had a fabulous time. We do Santa in our house, so that went over really well. I think my 7-year-old is getting close to passing that stage, but I'm hoping I have like 1 year left of that magic before
getting close to figuring it out.
However, I think she'll be bummed that it's not a thing, but I think she'll be excited about keeping that magic alive for Remy, which is good.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah. But we had a nice, relaxing at-home holiday. My mom came in from out of town, so I got to hunker down at home. We didn't have to travel anywhere.
That's nice. That's always... I mean, add travel into holiday season when everyone's traveling, and that's just kind of a recipe for mayhem, so...
Yeah.
So, yeah, our holiday was also really good, kind of chaotic, but good chaos. We had my sister and brother-in-law and their 2 kids came down. And then my other sister, who is newly married, was also there. And then my brother came from New York. And it was just a big... What am I trying to say?
Yeah, full house.
We had a full house. So we had a full house, lots of cousins running around, and lots of presents, and not too many tears. So that's good.
That's always a plus.
Yeah. How was your new year?
New year was good. It was rather low-key this year. My... plus one was sick, so we kind of just stayed at home, sat on the couch, flipped through the different countdowns on the TV, and laid low. But it was nice. It was relaxing and quiet. I've spent the last 2 years in D.C. with friends, which is also a ton of fun.
Yeah.
But it's nice to change it up sometimes.
Good. Avery and I, We actually, like, I don't know. Like, I'm really happy about it, but I'm also kind of afraid of how lame it probably makes me sound. We ended up watching reruns of The Office on Netflix on our laptop while we laid in bed and fell asleep. And it was like, the best thing ever. I think we just decided to do that because just with all the stuff that was going on with Christmas, and I mean, Christmas in our family is, it's an event. It's an event. So I think with just the whole event that Christmas was, we were just really tired. And then also with our kids being like a little bit older, they're able to get into more stuff. And I think we're all looking forward to this year where the kids were really old enough to play together and kind of really enjoy everything Christmas has to offer. But because of that, we were just a little more tired because of all the extra activity that was going on this year.
I feel like, though, that's the majority of what New Year's looks like.
Yeah.
For most people, especially if you're...
Most parents, I think, yeah.
Have young kids at home. Like I said, I've been lucky the past 2 years I've been able to go out, but... And it would have been even better hanging at home if my friend wasn't ill.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we could have, you know, made some fun food and stuff like that. But, no, I see, I think it's totally fine. I don't think that's lame. I think as long as you guys enjoyed it, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, well, we fell asleep before midnight, and then we actually got woken up by someone in our neighborhood, I think, was just like shooting off fireworks. And
yeah.
So we got woken up by that. And then we were like, oh, Happy New Year. And we kissed and then went back to bed.
And back to sleep.
Yeah, back to sleep. Yeah. We had to wake up early. Kids don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So like you said, the past 2 years you like went out to DC and like went to like a New Year's party. Do you usually like before kids, did you always kind of have some sort of like New Year's party where you went out and celebrated, or did you like host New Year's Eve parties or anything like that? Before kids.
This is going to sound terrible, but I don't remember. I think, like, when I was, like, pre-marriage, yes,
mm-hmm.
I always went out. But then married was a toss-up whether or not he was home. I remember in Hawaii 1 year, my then-husband was deployed, and my mom and my sister happened to be in town, and, we threw our own little party at that home, you know, made
yeah.
tons of food and had champagne and stuff like that. And I feel like I vaguely remember going to some other house parties along the way.
Yeah.
But I don't ever, until the past few years, I don't ever remember going out specifically to, you know, a bar, a club, an event for New Year's.
Okay.
It sounds weird, but... I don't know.
So you only like really kind of started celebrating New Year's more or less like after you had kids, when you were like, yeah, I'm going to have, I have an excuse to go out and party.
I have
so
an
I'm
excuse,
going to.
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever really, I don't want to say I never like celebrated New Year's, but I mean, I don't remember like before kids going to too many parties or anything. I know one of my friends, she's really big into it, and so she always has like a New Year's Eve potluck, and she kind of, it's like she combines New Year's with Chinese New Year's, and so
mm-hmm.
she would just say like everyone bring their own like favorite Chinese dish, and then
mm-hmm.
it was like a potluck type of thing. And so, but she always had like these big parties, and I think I went to one, and then I don't know, I went to one, and then that was it, and I was like, all right, I'm good. Because I mean, she still does it every year, but I don't go to any I don't go to any New Year's Eve parties. I'm not interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Part of me is like, I'm too tired. And then the other part of me is just, I don't want to deal with the crowds. I don't know. I guess it's the antisocial in me. I don't want to deal with the crowds. I don't want to deal with the traffic. I don't want to deal with the exorbitant pricing just because it's New Year's type of stuff. So
yeah, that's fine. I get that. That's okay too. I will say when we went to DC both times, we stayed in DC. So
yeah, that's
we didn't
probably the
drive
smart
home.
Way to do it. But yeah.
Right. We Ubered back from the bar, and the bar was not a dress to the nines type of party. It was an Irish pub. So we dressed up, but we weren't in gowns and tuxes and things like that. And it was fairly inexpensive, all you can drink, and they provided some snacks type thing. So it wasn't crazy. It was just laid back, fun. And I was with some of my best friends.
Right.
So
it was just a reason to get out of the house and celebrate and have some fun. Are your kids into New Year's at all? Do they want to stay up to watch the countdown or?
Zoe desperately wanted to stay up, but she passed out at 10:30.
Oh.
I was told they were with my mom that night. And my mom was fine with letting them stay up, but Zoe passed out before Remy did. Remy didn't make it either, but I don't think Remy actually cared. She was just wired.
She just wants to stay up.
Zoe wanted to make it, and she just didn't quite get there. She was bummed the next morning, but next year.
Yeah, I know they have on Netflix or YouTube that they have the kids countdowns. So they can still celebrate the countdown, but just at 8 o'clock or something.
Yeah, I've also seen people do noon Year's Eve parties for kids.
That's smart. That's really smart.
Yeah, I thought that was cute. So maybe next year we'll do that for her, although
she might be too old
only an
and
hour
be like,
and a half
no,
from
you.
Making it, so...
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get her to take a nap next year, and maybe she can make it all
the
way.
There you go. Yeah, Lucy, Willie obviously has no clue, but I honestly don't even think Lucy has really much idea either, because it's nothing that we really celebrate in our house.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really ever make a big deal about it. It's just kind of, to us, it's just let's see if we can stay up. But this year we didn't even turn on the news to see the different countdowns in different countries. We did none of that.
Right.
It was just, I don't know, I'm a little disappointed now thinking about it that we didn't even do that, but we didn't. I feel like we just totally did not participate in New Year's this year.
I will say some of the entertainment for the various U.S.-based countdowns was questionable, but they did have New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
Which was exciting. They weren't great, but because it was, our generation type thing, I thought that was neat.
Good, not great.
they're, in their 50s now, 40s and 50s, so.
Yeah.
But it was a fun, little walk down memory lane singing the songs.
Yeah, I can see that. Did you, make any food that's New Year's related? Like black-eyed peas, greens for money, or donuts for the circle? Do you do anything like that?
No. I shouldn't say we, because I just showed up and ate, but my friend made, I forget what it's called now, but it's the stuff that they make filet mignon out of.
Tenderloin?
You can cut it. There you go. There you go. Let's try that again. We didn't make anything special, and I just showed up and ate, but my friend made beef tenderloin and mashed potatoes and roasted veggies and bread, and it was delicious.
Ooh.
But nothing specific to New Year's.
So you had fancy food, just not necessarily superstitious food.
Right. There you go. And we did fix drinks at midnight to toast.
There you go. Yeah, I looked up some of the things, like the foods, and it was you eat 12 grapes, like right at midnight, and then the round food thing, and then I grew up in Florida for a good part of my life, and black eyed peas were kind of a big thing for New Year's. So I usually make like a black eyed pea dip. I did not do that this year. Like, I don't know what it is. I just completely checked out of New Year's this year. I did make bagels in the morning for the whole, to signify the round food thing, which is like,
well, there you go.
The unit, I think it's like the circle of unity or wealth, or like everything comes around and goes around. I don't know, honestly. I just saw that round food was a good luck thing, and so that's what I made. So I made bagels for the morning.
I'll be honest, I've never heard of that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just super into food, so, you know, any opportunity that gives me an excuse to make some, like, special food, I'm, like, for it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I've seen the, like, where they bake the little baby, plastic, like, baby in the bread.
Oh, King's bread?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
I don't think that's specific to New Year's, though.
Is that not specific to New Year's?
I don't think so. I could be completely wrong. And, I mean, I kind of hate to admit that I really don't know more about it, but I don't think it's specific to New Year's. For some reason, I feel like it's,
Is that Mardi Gras?
Like Mardi Gras, or yeah, some around then. Again, I could be completely wrong, so who knows? Yeah, that's.
You might have to cut out this whole part.
No, I'm keeping it. What resolutions have you made in the past, or do you?
So I'm not super big on resolutions.
Okay.
I've made the whole like. Yes, lose weight or be better about working out and eating healthy, kind of generalized stuff that a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I don't make specific resolutions for New Year's. No real reason for that. Just, it was just never my thing. But last year, and I don't really know that it was a resolution, because I'm not sure it started on New Year's, but I've gone through some major life changes the past couple of years, and I've made some realizations about myself and about life in general, and I decided that I was going to live a year of yes. And in my mind, what that meant was opening myself up to new opportunities, new experiences. A lot of times I would talk myself out of things. Either it wasn't something I would normally be interested in, or, oh, now I have to find a sitter, or I have to drag two kids by myself through something with a ton of people. Who knows? Just different excuses. So I decided to try and stop doing that and start saying yes to things. Whenever I could, like if a friend asked me to go to a concert and it wasn't necessarily a band that I like, I was going to go, because the majority of the time I have a good time no matter what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So this was from concerts to, I don't know, trying a new food to saying yes to a date with someone that I wouldn't necessarily say yes to, because in the end, what's the worst that could happen? It's a terrible date and you never hang out again.
Right.
So that was my kind of quote unquote resolution for the past year. And it's worked out so well that I'm continuing it. I don't know if I can really call it a year of yes anymore, because it's just continuing on, but it's still catchy. But
oh, yeah.
So if I,
another year of yes.
Yes, another year of yes. I want to continue that mindset moving forward. So that's my sort of resolution/non-resolution history.
So do you think the reason that maybe you didn't make maybe firm resolutions in the past is because you just knew you weren't going to follow through on them, or it just wasn't something you were interested in the first place?
I guess I think it wasn't something I was interested in the first place. I'd like to think that if I recognize something that needs to be changed, I do it. Mm-hmm. Versus, okay, I mean, I get that everyone views the new year, new start, you know, fresh ideas, new outlook on things. It's kind of just a starting over point. But, and I get that sentiment, but I don't know. I never really, like, I don't know. I guess I just, resolutions were just never my thing.
You never bought into the new year, new me type of thing?
I guess not. And I don't want to say I didn't make them because I never thought I would follow through. But I do see a lot of people just setting themselves up for failure. I know that sounds terrible, but
no,
I feel like the majority of people that you talk to that make resolutions, they don't necessarily work out or stick to them. Or they stick to them for a while and then fall off. Because it takes a long time to make, like, actual change.
Long-term life changes.
Yeah, exactly. Turning something into a habit versus every now and then type thing.
Yeah, I am definitely a new year, new me type of person. to an extent. I think with age, it's gotten a little different. Like, so when I was younger, I definitely made resolutions. And they've all, like, run the gamut. I mean, I've definitely had the, I'm going to lose weight this year. I'm going to work out more. But the thing is, and I absolutely didn't follow through with most of those resolutions, and I would give up on it, or in some cases, I even just kind of forgot about it. So, but it was always because, like, yeah, I wanted the end product. I didn't want the journey to get there. Like,
understandable.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to lose weight this year because, yes, I want to lose weight, but I do not want to do any of the work to get there. And so I always, in that aspect, I always kind of set myself up for failure because I never actually had, like, a firm plan, you know? And then
I got you. That makes sense.
So, like, if I didn't have a plan to follow through on, it was just like, oh, yeah, this would be nice. This is going to be my resolution. Like, of course I'm not going to follow through on it because I haven't thought it out. I have no, like, I don't have a map to get from point A to point B.
That's actually a really good point. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there with a lot of resolutions. These are things that they want. You're putting that idea out there, but haven't taken the time to really lay out how to get from point A to point B. What does that mean? What does it take? What's the middle part? What's all the work that I have to do to make that resolution come to fruition?
Yeah, and that's, I think, can be a lot really detracting for a lot of people. Like, when they actually sit there and look at the work that they have to do that, like, that's not the fun part. So I'm not going to do that part. So, and I'm definitely one of those people. As I've gotten older, though, I have made some resolutions that I have kept. So last year, I mean, I don't want to say I kept it 100% because I didn't anyway. So my resolution was I was going to stop drinking soda. I don't want to say I had an addiction to soda, but it was definitely something that I bought on the regular. I probably drank diet soda like 2 or 3 times a day. That was my go-to drink. I always drank diet soda. Cut to, yeah, it's probably super unhealthy for me to drink. And I knew that. I just didn't want to stop. But then, I don't know, it was just, what's one thing that I can do to be healthier in the new year? Oh, I can probably stop drinking soda so much. And so I just kind of was like, I'm going to quit drinking soda cold turkey. And probably like 2 months into it, I completely forgot about it. And I got, I was at like a fast food place and I got soda as my drink. And then halfway through drinking that, I was like, oh yeah, I am not supposed to be drinking soda because I'm sitting here drinking it and I'm like, oh, this is so good. Why haven't I had one in forever? Well, oh yeah, I have made a resolution. So I kind of amended my resolution to I'm not going to buy soda for the house. Like, I'm not going to have soda in the house anymore. And that I have kept. I have kept that. Like, I haven't bought soda from the grocery store in a year. And I have upped my seltzer water addiction quite a bit because it's definitely taken the place of my my soda habit. But I'd rather have, you know, I'd rather drink seltzer water. I think that's probably much better for you.
I never had a soda addiction.
Addiction is a strong word. It's not like I was fiending for it addiction is probably the wrong word for it, but I definitely had a habit of drinking too much soda.
Well, I am on the seltzer water habit. Strong seltzer water. Yeah. That is my jam.
Yeah. So that was my resolution last year, and I had to amend it. And you know what? I think if you have to amend a resolution to maybe actually fit your life a little bit more realistically, then I think you should do that, because at least it's some progress, right?
I agree.
So
no one's holding you to any of these rules but yourself.
Exactly. And then I think the year
before,
you can
make it work better for you, then why not?
Exactly. Make it work for you however you can make it work. So the resolution that I made the year before that, I made a resolution to try to build on my relationships more with my friends. At the time, we were living in a different state, and so I was kind of going through a period where I was missing some of my friends, and the only thing that was kind of holding me back from talking to them or making plans with them was I just didn't call my friends that much, because they weren't, like, I'm also very much a person who is, if it's not right in front of me, I kind of, it's not that I forget about it, it's just kind of out of sight, out of mind, and that's something that I still am trying to fix or, you know, improve upon, but it's, you know, when life happens and sometimes things get away from you. But I definitely wanted to make a real effort to try to make an effort to call my friends more, to make an effort to make time for, you know, for them and for me. And I think I did that. I mean, I think I did that. I hope I did that. But
well, we started our once a month get togethers. So,
well, that was last year. I mean, the year.
But it's still
something that, like, you know, you can still build upon resolutions that you've made in the past. So, So that was another one of my resolutions, and I think that I followed through on that to some extent. But that, again, it's still something that I'm trying to continue upon. This year, well, before I get to mine, did you make a resolution this year for yourself other than to extend the year of yes?
No, it's really just extending the year of yes. Although I really like your, like, building upon the friendships that you have, because single parenthood gets very lonely at times. And I need to remember that. Like, I have this big network. Well, I shouldn't say big, but I have a strong network of friends and family that I don't necessarily reach out to when I should or when I need, you know, some sort of connection, even if it is just a phone call. So I should make an effort to do that. I also really want to read more. I love reading. I just can't seem to find the time for it, except when it's right before bed and I get like 3 pages in and I pass out.
Yeah.
I kid you not, I have been reading Big Little Lies for I don't know, when did you first tell me? Because I'm dead serious. I read it 3 pages at a time.
3 pages at a time. But how can you put it down? I can't.
I don't put it down. I fall asleep. Because I'm reading it on my phone, which probably isn't the best thing either. But
yeah.
I fall asleep. And so then it just, you know, my phone goes out and I'll wake up an hour later or whatever and put my phone down. But yeah, it's not that I put it down. It's that I fall asleep. So maybe there we go. That's my resolution. I'm going to finish that book this month.
I'll say this year, I'm going to finish that book 3 pages at a time, but it'll get done.
3 pages. I'm going to give myself to the end of January.
Okay. All right.
So, and then you can send me your next book recommendation.
Okay. Well, it's funny that you said you want to read more because that is actually part of my resolution to myself this year. And it is to do more things that I love or to do more things that'll make me happy. Like, I would like to read more. So today I went out and I bought 2 books. I'm not saying like I'm going to read them this month or even next month, but just I would like to make time to do the things that I like more often. And I think that will help make me like a happier person, a happier parent, because I'll, you know, if I'm doing if I'm doing things that I enjoy, then hopefully I'll be a happier, you know, more rounded individual. So yeah. One of them is like, yeah, I want to read a little bit more. Another one is I want to volunteer somewhere. So I've sent out some emails to get some information back from certain organizations. I've started going to therapy last year, and I want to continue to do that because that's something that it makes me feel better about myself and just kind of it makes me feel better about life in general.
I'm a big advocate for therapy. Yeah.
So I mean, I know in a past episode we've talked about self-care, so yeah, that's definitely something that I want to kind of institute into my resolution this year, is, you know, to take more time for self-care, if that is doing therapy, which is, or reading or volunteering and helping other people, then that in turn makes me feel happier. And I think, so that's my resolution for this year, is to take time to do things that are going to make me happier.
I like it.
So
good resolution.
And I think that's also absolutely obtainable. I mean, because there's nothing, there's no like limit on exactly what I need to do. I don't feel like I can go backwards on it. It's just maybe like little bits and pieces. And with every little bit and piece, I'll move forward a little bit. And that's perfectly fine. Like, I don't have to worry about going backwards, I guess, unless I don't do anything. But
It's easy work, right? It's not hard work. It's easy work because it may take some coordination, but you don't have to drag yourself to buy a new book for yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, oh, gosh, got to go get a pedicure. I love those things, but man, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that you're right. I think it will be, there's no specific target, just do more things for you. I approve.
Jessica approved. Ching. Awesome. Do you think resolutions are good for people to make?
I think so. I don't think resolutions in general are bad, even though I don't necessarily make them. I think it's good because it's self-reflection. They're recognizing things in themselves that they want to change, want to improve upon, and maybe they make an effort for a little bit and it falls by the wayside. Maybe they stick to it. Maybe they amend it as they go along. But I don't know that I could ever say resolutions are bad. But I think what you said earlier about making a plan to make those resolutions come to life, is important if you really are serious about the things that you want to change.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's a really good place to kind of leave this off is whatever your resolution is, I hope it brings you happiness and you achieve your goals, whatever they may be. All right, Jessica. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I always enjoy hanging out, whether it's in person or on the phone.
Ditto. All right. I hope you enjoyed listening to our first show of the new year. Please tell your friends, spread the word, let everybody know how much you love The Impossible Job. And if you could, I would really appreciate it if you rate, comment, and subscribed. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. You can find The Impossible Job at b1015.com, keyword podcast. You can join our Facebook group, and you can follow me on Twitter at @_impossiblejob. If you want to contact me directly, you can always email me at laura@wbqb.com. Alrighty, everybody, have a wonderful new year. Bye.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.